Good morning, recently you're at MMA League. What house can I help?
Hiya, I've now spoke to somebody that was handling my case for a wee while now, and I was wondering if there would be anybody that I could get in contact with.
Yeah, can I just take your full name?
It's Vicky Louise Schooler.
Perfect, let me just open up. Okay, no problem. Before I do go any further, I just have to let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay, that's fine.
And for the purpose of data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
It's a 7-figure-1986, and it's EH164YS.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Vicky. I can see here that my colleague James is the handler of your case.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he is busy at the moment, but I can provide you an update myself if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Amazing. So we have received records back from NHS Lothian. We are currently awaiting for records from your GP practice, Craig Miller Medical Group. And we are also waiting for your childcare records from Edinburgh City Council. Let me just go in and have a little look. Yes, so I can see here that they do require extra time, unfortunately, as there is a lot of records that they will be sending over to us.
That's fine.
So we should hopefully have records by September, by the end of September.
Yeah, so that's the Edinburgh Council, is that that's the social
yes.
work?
Yeah, for your childcare social records.
Right. So I think the doctor, I need to get back in touch with him because I did give them permission. But it seems like there's no done anything about it. And see the one for the, is it the hospital?
Yes, so NHS Lothian is obviously under the Royal Edinburgh Hospital, but we have got records back from them.
Yeah, and is that records about me or is that records about my mum?
I'll just have a little look for you. Documents. Okay, I can see that I have NHS Lothian records. I've got 2014, 2016, 2018, and then further records. Let me just go into this.
Sounds like that's my mum. There is some at the Royal Edinburgh that would be for me as well, though.
Has your mum got the same name as you?
No.
No, I can see that these... No, these records are for you, Vicky.
Really? So 2014, 2016 and 2018?
Yeah, I can have a look into them and see what they are. Just
Thank
really
you.
Quick. No problem. 2014, let's just have a little look. I can see that the 2014 ones are still for yourself. It does list you as the mother and it has got your four children.
Right.
I think a lot of them seem to be maternity notes.
Yeah.
Just have a little quick brief look through. Yeah, them ones from 2014, I can't see...
The other ones are a child, that's the years my kids were born. And also there's something to the Royal Edinburgh, like, so when I was about 17 or 18, I don't know if that's on it.
Let me have a little look. Just bear with me, it's just loading up, there we go.
That's okay.
Just scrolling all the way down. The date of that one, that's 2018. That one is... See, they're all jumbled up. So I've got some from 2020, 2023, 2018... 2014, 2018.
These are around about the times I was in hospital quite a lot, but it was the Royal Infirmary. But in fact, it probably would have went to Royal Edinburgh as well, because they would have had a psychologist report, probably.
Just trying to see if I can...
It's just the one that, like, the one that I'm talking about from when I was 17, it's right away, so I had actually... I got admitted to the Royal Edinburgh because of something that I'd done to myself.
Okay. Okay. No, that's absolutely fine. I will... I'm sure they will be in here somewhere. I just have to put it through, because we have something called an OCR reader, which will give me the chronological order of the document. So what I can do is I can do the chronological, and if I find anything from when you were about 17, I can give you a call back and let you know.
To be honest, I can speak when you get back in touch with me, like, there's no rush for it.
Yeah, okay, no problem at all. What I'll do is I'll pass that over to James, who is the one in charge of your case. Just so he can make sure he's got everything he needs for your case. And then when we do get your care records back, we are hoping to get them back by the 2nd of September, is what they've told us so far, so fingers crossed.
Is that because the councillor is saying this?
Yeah, the council. So what happens is they get a month, and then they can request an extra 2 months, which is classed as an extension. Yeah, because there is just so many notes to go through for them. But it's a good sign, because it means we should be getting back a lot of your care records, which will really help towards your case.
Yeah, totally.
So yes, hopefully by the 2nd of September, we'll be able to give you a call and get you booked in for the final stage, which is your witness statement.
Okay, thanks very much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's everything, thanks. I'll speak to the doctors as well and let them know again that the permission is there to hand them over.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Right, cheers.
No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.